Now, Vivian, do you mind me asking how old you are?
I was 80 years old on November 3rd, 2004.
Wow, 80. What does it feel like to be 80?
It's a little inconvenient because my mind didn't turn 80, but my body did. And I find that sometimes my mind follows my body too. And it's hard to be as quick as I used to be. And I always want to do more now than I am able to do. I can't do what I used to do when I was younger.
Oh, that's disappointing and probably a little frustrating.
Very frustrating, especially when you have been active all of your life and all of a sudden things have slowed down to where you can't do all those running around, flying around tasks that you used to be able to do in a morning. Sometimes it takes me 2 days to get everything accomplished.
Well, those are definite disadvantages to getting older. Are there any advantages? Can you give us some hope?
Yes, there is hope. You have reached an age where you understand where you have been. I'm very fortunate that I lived in the 1900s. I was born in 1924. I saw the airplane invented. I saw the beginning of penicillin. I saw the medication for polio, which stopped it in its tracks. I saw so many things. World War II, I was married in World War II, and my husband went overseas for 2 years during that time. And my first 2 years of marriage was by letters. So it's a good time. 80, you look back on all those things, and you're glad to be part of it, and you begin to understand the changes that are taking place just as they took place when you were young. But you don't come to that realization until you become old. You don't become wiser, you just become more knowledgeable.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.